great tone. Everyone can tell what it is, but how do you get it? With so many styles of music, with new gear coming out almost daily, what's the secret to great tone? Welcome to the Flow Guitar Enthusiast Radio Show, where we talk about tone, what it is, and how to get it. With your hosts, Jeff Floro and Scott Sill, we will talk to the creators of tone, the manufacturers, and the players, as we explore tone and the gear that gets it. And now, here are your hosts, Jeff Floro and Scott Sill.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Flow Guitar Enthusiast Radio Show. We have a great show for you tonight. Scott, how are you doing?
I am doing good, Jeff. Thanks for asking. Just got done shooting my latest demo where I did a comparison of three Eminence speakers. So I looked at the Eric Johnson Signature, the Governor. Anyways, no, it's actually from Britain, but British voice speaker.
And what was your opinion? I haven't seen the video yet.
Yeah, and then I also looked at the Legend series. To be honest, when I plugged in the Eric Johnson, I about crapped myself. It sounded just fantastic, especially with the clean. But that being said, it's not a cheap speaker, and the Governor is fairly affordable, and that thing rocks some socks off too. So it's pretty good little speaker for the money, for sure.
Oh, that's cool. In honor of our show today, I was digging around in my house, and we'll introduce our guest in 1 second, but I brought in an ancient pedal. It's a Zoom 503 amp simulator, and it's a great little guy. It gets a really good, like, Marshall stack sound in a stadium. I mean, it has digital reverb all built in. It was one of the first amp simulator type of pedals where you got everything, the whole ambience and everything. This is one of the first ones. So that's our lead in. I'll let you introduce our guest. But
yeah, and before that we do that, I just want to tell our listeners real quick to call today 323-203-0815 to ask our guest your question. And if you call, you might be the winner of some fantastic headphones. We'll just see, how we're feeling. So 323-203-0815, or you can join us on our live chat on our website, flowguitarenthusiast.com. And definitely go to our website or our Facebook site tomorrow, because we'll be opening up a new contest, and we'll be giving away that Eminence Governor speaker.
Oh, that's cool.
So that will be our contest for July, so that'll be very cool. So without further ado, let's bring in our guest, Mr. Andy Winston from Samson Technologies.
Hey, everybody. How's it going tonight?
Doing good. It's good to have you here.
First question. Can I pose the first question?
Sure.
Am I eligible to enter that contest?
For the speaker?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, you're not associated with us. You're just a guest today. You don't work for us.
I like that.
So, yes, you can enter. It's very easy.
Don't beat me to the Facebook site tomorrow, everybody. I will be there first thing in the morning.
It's a killer little speaker. So it's definitely worth signing up for. So you can tell us about Samson, and tell us kind of how that company got started, and just kind of give us the history of Samson.
Certainly. Samson is one of those kind of heritage brands now that we can talk about. It's been around the business since the 1980, I think, is when we came into incorporation. Started in the basement of a Sam Ash music store back in New York, trying to make a better wireless system. So a couple of guys from the Sam Ash store saw a wireless system that was coming out of Japan in the late 70s, and they tried to replicate or make it better, actually tried to improve a lot of it. So the first Samson product was guitar wireless, starting in about 1980. So here's an interesting story. One of the first big artists, a gentleman named Angus Young, is in the studio recording an album called Back in Black. They record the guitar tracks, cabled up to his amplifier, and the tone is not right. They re-record the guitar tracks using his wireless system, because of the compression that it added to his tone. For you guitar enthusiasts, there's no distortion on an AC/DC record. It's volume. It's sheer volume alone. So when you add a little bit of compression to all that Marshall crunch, you get the Angus Young tone. So there was the kind of how we became known as a wireless company. And then through the years, we've developed microphones and studio gear and monitors and headphones and live audio applications and new products coming in at about a rate of every 6 months or so. You'll see a new Samson product on the market.
Well, I have to say, actually, my first Samson product was a wireless lavalier for video production. And had it for years, used it for years, and then I stopped doing some video production for about 2-3 years, and my church needed one, and I donated it to them. And now I'm kicking myself because I've had to buy a lavalier since. But
no,
it's being put to good use at my church.
Speaking of church, where I'd go to church, one of the priests, he had a really soft voice, and they were all complaining. So I went down to actually Sam Ash, and they recommended this the Airline wireless one. It's the kind that it's like it hooks around your ear. It's like a little headset, like glasses almost. And he became the loudest priest because it was a little guy. You know, the mic just sits there, and he could turn around and move. And then I noticed that the other one's like, how come he's so loud? We need to be louder than him. I said, well, you got to use that mic. That's the one.
Yeah, we do actually a pretty good line of headset wireless systems and stuff for that very application for the church, for the yoga instructor, et cetera.
And what was cool was the transmitter is on the headset. It wasn't, because if you use like, you know, the typical lavalier setup where you have the cable going to the battery pack, it always wears out. It always breaks. And so he had this little thing where the transmitter is behind his head. No moving parts, no stress on it. Just perfect.
Easy to use. That's what we like about it. So what we always think of Samson as being value-based. Okay, it's always in your wheelhouse as far as affordability, and then you'd listen to the quality. You're not sacrificing anything. We make a brand new line of keyboard and MIDI controllers for the studio, for the DJ guy, and these things are flawless. For $209, you can get a 49 key controller that everything is entirely mappable. Every knob can be told what to control in your computer, in your studio, which a lot of guys are now taking for guitar applications as well. It comes with complete elements for keyboards. They make Guitar Rig, right? So if our digital guys are familiar with that brand. So look at Samson again, guys. I want to tell you about it, that we're really kind of stepping up to the plate again. New condenser mics, new wireless systems for the new year.
Well, you mentioned your condenser mics. Can you talk about the MTR series?
Yeah, what we've done is basically kind of refocused ourselves on what made Samson good to begin with. And that was, we made a darn good microphone capsule. We made a product that everybody can afford, that certainly can, a little lost for words. It certainly can cross over into that professional area without breaking the budget. So later this year, what we're going to do is we're coming out with a new line of condenser mics. The MTR series, starting with the MTR 101A with windscreen at $99, is an all-purpose. It'll handle vocals, it'll handle instruments, but as a condenser mic, needs phantom power. But as a good entry-level studio microphone for the at-home hobbyist or for the professional, you can't go wrong. For $100, MTR 201 at $199, MTR 231 multi-pattern with the 20 dB bass roll-off. So now we're getting into something that you would see in a professional level studio at $299.
Okay. What's the difference between the 201 and the 101?
Is basically pattern selection, and then I think the 231, and we can double check our specs to be sure, I think is a gold sputtered neodymium element in it.
Okay.
So it's a little bit more of the higher end. Comes with the basket, comes with the cage and windscreen.
And I was looking at the website. Samson.com. It's www's.
SamsonTech.com is the American.
I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
And what's the difference between that and the CO series?
The CO is more of a true line condenser studio operation. And here's the thing. I was back in New York in February for a little product training, and we did a little blind shootout between the C1 and the C5 and a lot of the other microphones we make. The 5 might be one of the best microphones I have ever listened to, and I own CAD. I own some other major brands out there. I'll never disparage anyone, but listening to these things side by side, as I could say, the Samson dollar for dollar is a more impressive microphone than what you might be getting for twice the price. So later this fall, we're going to reintroduce a brand new line. They have a retro look. They're sexy. They're great to sing into. For you guitar players out there who might have been at the NAMM show this year, they were on display at NAMM. They've been pushed back for a September release, but if you go to samsontech.com, you can get all the specs and all the lineup for the MTR series of condenser mics.
Very cool.
Yes, I've used some of the other Samsons, the earlier models, and they're for the money, they just sound great.
That's what we talk about, Scott. That's what we talk about is the value behind it. Yeah, it's a legacy brand. Sure, they've been around 30 years, but you're not paying for a giant corporate monolithic thing behind it. This is value-based products for the professional.
So between the 101, the 201, and the 231, any of those that you recommend in particular for miking a guitar cabinet over, and then which one would you recommend for doing acoustic?
It's interesting. For the fact that all three are so very, very flexible and it will do a fine job in any application, the thing is if you can step up to the 231, you get a little bit more flexibility about what you can control with it, right? It'll take any instrument well. But with the 1-inch gold sputter diaphragm on the 231, 3 selectable pickup patterns. So I can go cardioid, I can go omni, or I can go bidirectional. It handles up to 134 dB of volume.
That's loud.
You want to mic guitar cabinets with it? We can do that.
That's Steve Vai level.
Your bass player has a hearing issue? We can stick this microphone in front of his cabinet.
How much is the 231?
231, I think, is going to be a matte price of $299. So once again, affordable studio quality microphone.
Yeah, multi-pattern for $299 is cheap. That is really reasonable. That's true.
And other things coming this fall, new airline wireless system. We brought Billy Gibbons on board as the latest Samson guy. So he's now on the road on the latest ZZ Top tour testing the new Samson wireless. We just came out with the new Stage 466 Quad, which is a handheld 4 wireless microphones for $199. Why not? We can hit that price point with quality. Yeah,
that's so cheap for that.
You know, so if you want to have an entire band or entire singing group go wireless, we can handle them for $2. You know, easy.
One of the things I'm looking right now because I did my research and it's like 7-8 pages of models and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, but what I thought was really cool is the transmitter for your wireless system for the guitar. The plug moves. So if you put it in line straight, it fits into a Strat. I forget what that model number is. Speed. And then you can angle it. It actually is variable.
I think it's the Airline Synth.
Is it the Synth that is the variable? Well, because there's another one that has two different.
Yeah, the Synth is the model that has actually the little bug.
Yeah.
So we always called it a bug. It looks like it's got an antenna sticking out of it and it's sat by the guitar. Mm-hmm. When they sent me my system, I said, I want a nice wireless. They sent me an Airline Synth. I said, I don't want that hanging on my guitar. I don't want that little bug hanging out of the input jack of the guitar. So what you can do, everybody, if you don't like that either, is you can order the Airline Synth lavalier system with the optional quarter inch, either angled for your Les Paul or Telecaster guys, or a straight cable for you Strat guys. So you can actually get an Airline Synth that looks like a normal guitar cable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well,
now, the one that you're calling the bug, is that the AG300?
Yeah, that's that little odd transmitter. It looks, for better or worse, it works fantastic, everybody. It really, really does. The sound clarity on it is phenomenal. For some of us, we've got a little proclivity about how the thing looks.
Right.
Okay. But the nice thing is that if you don't like that either, Airline Synth Wireless Lavalier with that optional quarter-inch cable, you can get it to look like a normal system.
Yeah.
But the line of sight is amazing. I haven't had a cleaner sounding signal. This is the first wireless I've come back to after the noisy 90s, as we knew it, and have come back to wireless now with the Samson Airline Synth.
So why did they call it the synth? I mean, at first when I first read that, I thought, oh, what is this doing?
Yeah, you'd think, what is it, synthesis? It means it's frequency agile. It means it's always looking for the cleanest frequency it can find. So it's never set on something. So that means you never get interference. There's never the, if any of your listeners remember the 90s where you would actually turn around in the middle of the stage and could cause a nice amount of static, you will never get that sort of response out of our system. Just clean operation.
And how far does it, how many feet?
300 feet line of sight. Okay.
That's pretty good.
That's
you can
100
come
yards.
In from the back of the stadium and walk in with that.
That's 100 yards for you golfers out there.
So one of the questions I was going to ask you, and for anyone that's in the studio, which would be the three of us, mm-hmm. it's fairly obvious. I was going to ask if you're a guitar player, and you're sitting here with a beautiful Relic Strat here.
Yes, I am a guitar player. Thanks for asking.
So can you just tell us what amps and guitars do you prefer, and why?
Just a little bit of my personal. I have been playing for a long, long time. Picked it up in junior high school and will never put it down. Hopefully have that Freddie King moment on stage at about 72 or grab the heart and fall over. I have a band currently.
Just don't break the headstock.
No,
please
don't. I have a band currently called the Jackpot Club. Okay. And we're kind of a jump blues punkabilly swing thing, kind of taken from Willie Nelson to Frank Sinatra to Louis Jordan and having a good time with it. So what I've come to do after years of playing was fell in love with individual pedals, right? I've paid $300 for this, and I've paid $400 for this, and I've paid $35 for that, and I've got a closet full of individual single stomp boxes. But what I've recently done, and yeah, I'm shilling for the company, is I've recently gone to a Zoom G5 multi-effect. You can find information about that at samsontech.com as well. There is a Zoom page for that. Mm-hmm. And what we've done is I can get everything that I was getting out of my individual stomp boxes in a simpler, easier to use unit. It has an XLR out. It has stereo quarter inch outs. You have the ability to use 8 effects on at any time, right? So, and I'm a Telecaster or a Stratocaster guy into a Fender DeVille amplifier. I like it clean. You're stuck on a desert island. You can bring one guitar and one amp with you. What are you going to take, right? I always tell my guys, what are you going to take with you? So my thing was clean. It has to be. I want clean.
Now, while he's adjusting that, I just want to mention his Zoom is going direct in the board. I'm not using an amp. This is actually the effect system by itself.
So all you're hearing, the reverb, is coming out of this little pedal. I wish you really could see it online right now because there's no amplifier in the studio. I've got two cables coming out of the back of this and one cable going into it. So the reverb, the delay, that's a tape loop Echoplex model. There are companies out there that will make you a reissue. They'll put tape in it for $1,200. This whole unit that I have on the table, Scott, is $299.
And you don't have the noise that the Echoplex. I have an Echoplex, and I'm not hearing the shh.
Well, you would, but this has a noise gate in it, right? So I can tell this thing when to shut up and when to be quiet. To my clean again. Without losing, every time I pick it up, and I know you know this as being a player, I carry most of my tone with me.
Right.
Been doing this a while. I sound about the same on a $39 Costco special as I do on a $30,000 guitar. But I don't want anything to impede that. So when I pick this up, that's the sound that's in my head. Is actually either coming out of the speaker or, in this case, coming back to me in my headphones. lush tremolo. Now, the cool thing about this, and I really wish you could see this, is as I look down on this, yeah, I have a little digital window that has a tremolo pedal on it, but right below that window is I've got three knobs. So I know in the middle of panic mode, and I need to do something, I can grab that mode, I can grab that knob. It actually brings up the depth, the rate, and the level. I've got a second page of things that I can adjust. So I can change the waveform on the fly. So this is kind of like three or four different tremolos in this.
Yeah, that you just changed.
I just changed the wave pattern.
Sounds like my bandmaster, my old bandmaster.
It's lush. So what I like about that is that kind of organic analog quality. That's
right.
The thing we never want to lose when we go especially into a digital device like the G5 is. The G5 also is a looping pedal. So for practicing at home or for songwriting, it is a great device that way. You can come up with a rhythm, tap on top of it. You can go about 8 layers deep in your loop, which is pretty rich. Built-in rhythm machine, the ability to build your own patches and store patches. So what I like about it is every time I plug this in, it's always ready for me to use. I can always come back to it. No matter where I go, my tone is always there. So all I kind of have to do is dial in my amp for the volume of the room. It's got an XLR out of the back of it, so I always feed my board a signal out of that, and I mic my amp as well. So now I've got 2 channels of guitar going on.
Mm-hmm.
I've just got that much more control. The other thing that I really liked about it is it actually has a 12 AX7 preamp tube on a tube on its own separate tube booster circuit. So my thing was, hey, I'm taking a solo. Gosh darn it, if I didn't have a tube booster pedal on my pedal board already, well, I have to sell that now because it's already built into this thing. So the one thing Zoom has done is actually increased some income because I was able to sell a lot of pedals that I had.
Yeah.
But it's, once again, it's that having that...
Now that's the tube there.
No, that's straight. The other thing on the G5, and I really wish you guys could see it, but if you go to the website, it's got what they call a Z pedal. And for you guys that are familiar with Zoom, you'll know that we make a pedal that you can actually program and tell what to do. So the Z pedal I've got programmed actually for rotary speaker. So if I do the Z pedal, I can actually, on the fly, play it like a univibe, or like I can actually increase it. Scott manipulates the pedal. So I can slow it down for slow play. So the other thing this thing does is I can actually take this pedal and turn it left or right. So what I can do is take my Z pedal, as we call it at Zoom, turn it left or right. So I actually tell this thing, I want more distortion when I go right. I want more volume when I go left. So this is all programmable with inside of the unit itself. I don't know if I have anything programmed currently, Scott. It's not just a volume pedal, though it can be that, and it's not just a wah pedal, though it can be that.
That's a nice wah.
Same pedal. I haven't changed pedals. I've only got one pedal in front of me. All I'm doing was telling it to be a wah. Now it's controlling my rotary speaker again.
Now, the wah, can you adjust the filter contour and make it a different
type
of wah?
So the nice thing about the wah, once again, is I got 3 pages of control about it. My one thing about wah pedals is it sucked sound. You'd step on it, your mid-range would go, and your volume would go down. You would have to always step on a boost pedal and your wah pedal at the same
right.
time. This thing has a level control. I can tell this thing when I step on it to increase my volume. I can tell it how wide of a quack to have. For you guys of the 70s, if you were a UFO fan, Michael Schenker's sound was basically that half-cocked wah-wah sound. You can tell that thing, as once I step on it, to be open this wide but in the middle.
Right.
Or this wide at the base. So once again, in the digital world, I can tell this thing what to be and how to be. It's not telling me how to play. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Then I can get it here once again, the same three knob setup. I look down, I see the digital window, I see a wah-wah pedal, but I have knobs that I can grab on the fly and increase my parameters, increase my volume, etc.
But what you're doing right now is you're doing the wah and also the speed of the Leslie, right? At the same time. I've never seen that before off of one pedal.
There's enough processing horsepower to do that. But once again, as I'm not sounding digital. I'm not sounding crispy. I'm not sounding... Right. I can't hear the note tail off and all that kind of flutter at the end as we knew digital to always be.
So I want to remind our listeners that we are taking callers. 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. And Andy, can I put you on the spot and say, can you give us a song, just put it on your favorite sound and give and just play us a little something.
Sure I can. Boy, that was on the spot. Thanks for the warning. Embarrass myself on worldwide radio.
And while he's setting that up, just when you call 323-203-0815, we're going to be giving away a Samson set of headphones.
SR950, the
top of the
professional
line
studio headphones.
Once again, I can hit it. It'll fight me, but I can also play it very subtly and light, and it responds. So it's a very tactile, as we know, almost like tube amplifiers to be. I have tubes that kind of react back and forth to what I do.
That's great. The sound of that, the response that you're getting from playing lighter and then digging into it is
and you should hear it kind of at full volume through an amp and all of that as I can get. And I'm playing through a Strat, guys, so it sounds kind of a little bit bright and a little bit tinny. But the one thing about this thing is I can get the Strat to actually start to sing and feed back a little bit. And I'm actually able to hold notes and get it to squeal a little bit without having to necessarily go to a humbucking pickup and lose that snap and definition I get in the in a clean channel with my Strat.
What other? Now you showed us the Leslie, the wah, a distortion, the tube. What other stuff do you have on that pedal? Pedal board.
A lot of your standard stuff.
Nice phaser.
But once again, I can go in there and tell this phaser how much to act, how wide to throw, all of that sort of stuff. What I like about it is there's enough in here. Chorus, we've got stereo chorus. So remember, this is a stereo output device, so I can actually run left and right into two separate amplifiers or two separate channels in my board and pan chorus left and right, delay left and right, etc. Pitch bending, flangers, vibrato, octave divider.
Oh, let's hear that.
Thank you. fun stuff. Pitch shifting and then pitch shifting once again, that I can tell the Z pedal to be my whammy pedal. You know, Digitech makes a fine product that a lot of guys have used in the past, which is the whammy. Ring modulator. Some stuff that I don't know if I would ever use, but some guys some guys might. Some synth patches and stuff. But it also has amplifier modeling. You've got all your Marshall and Fender. I'm using a Tone City model. I really like the Governor Overdrive for whatever reason. I love that kind of British-y sound, since I kind of live in the Fender world. It's nice to have that sound of the British thing. The other thing is...
Oh, very cool. Now, Jeff, you have to like that, being, you know...
I don't have to go to Pro Tools and reverse my guitar leads. That's great.
Nope.
That is
reverse
nice.
Delay model already right in there.
That is nice. I'm a big fan of reverse guitar.
Just fun stuff. So what? And also what this has USB out on it, right? So this is also an interface. Comes with recording and editing software. So imagine one of those things that... We know that why I might use 8 or 10 sounds in this thing, and there's 100 to play with. We're looking for inspiration. A lot of these devices are meant to inspire you. So if you were sitting at home one night and it's like, boy, this thing's got a reverse delay, and I've got that one song on it that needs that one little part. That's why this thing is kind of cool, because to find a delay pedal that does the reverse, well, you'll pay $100, $150 for a good one. Once again, everybody, $299. This is only $299 what I'm playing with, and this thing has hundreds of things to play with, and they're good and they're organic, and that's the big thing.
Yeah.
And does it have a headphone jack to plug your SR950 into?
It's got a headphone jack. Certainly does. Certainly does, my friend.
Can you show us a little bit of the amp models?
Yeah. So what we're doing here is that was Tone City, they call it. High watt stack. I can get in here and change the level, change the tube structure, change the speaker model, change the tone, and all of that. And I think there's about 15 different amp models in here to play with.
That is cool. We just had a call. It dropped. Well, hopefully they'll come back. Let's
call
give the
me.
Number out and open the lines up.
Yep.
How are we going to do the giveaway? Have we just...
Well, I would say if you call and you're the first caller and you have a good question, we'll hand it out to you. 323-203-0815.
They're top-of-the-line pro headphones. Right now, we're giving them away.
They're right in my hand.
Yes, and Scott's tempted to walk out the door with them, so call now. Now, what's that model?
This is actually MS-1959, so Marshall stack on a 59 stack, pre-amp.
Nice.
You hear all that? There's no amplifier in the room for me to get kind of chirps and all those kind of squeals. That's all coming from the tactile nature of this darn pedal. It really
it's
is more than...
I mean, it gives a response like a tune.
That tone. Come on, Joe. Call in. Get these headphones.
323-203-0815.
Now, I did want to ask you, what Jeff was mentioning earlier about the ribbon microphone you guys have. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, interesting. Later this year, you're going to see, and in fact, if you go online right now, if you go to samsontech.com, you'll see a picture of a microphone called the VR88. A few years ago, and I'll probably say it's about 6 years back, we developed a ribbon microphone. A lot of your bigger companies were reissuing ribbon microphones. Everybody kind of fell in love with the RCA ribbon of the 40s and 50s. So we reissued a ribbon microphone, but we did it at $8.99, and it went nowhere. We dropped the price to $6.99, and it went nowhere. We dropped the price to $5.99, and it went nowhere. About a year after we discontinued the product, here comes this product review in a magazine. Why did this microphone go away? And the phone started ringing. So this is really a customer-driven piece. It was really customers calling up to say, is there any way that you guys can reissue that microphone? So what if you go to the Samson website, you'll see this thing called the VR88. Vintage Ribbon 88 is kind of what it's described as. And what it is a ribbon microphone that has its own transformer. So it's not that I've got to worry about kind of bumping up the signal to make it sound like something. This thing is already going to sound modern-ish for the guy wanting a vintage sound. It's a little easier to use than what a true ribbon would be. Now, the best thing about this thing is the $399 price point. When this thing hits the streets, should be in late September, is once again, we're offering a ribbon microphone at a price point that virtually nobody else does. Branded as Samson, designed in America, and should be out hopefully later this fall.
Yeah, one of the things he was mentioning about this transformer, which I think we were talking about this earlier, if you've ever worked with ribbon mics, they have really low output. So whatever your preamp you have usually has to be 70 dB boost or better.
VR88.
What's the device that's boosting it?
Preamp?
The preamp that's built mm-hmm. into it allows you to use pretty much any standard mic preamp. You don't have to have a special ribbon.
But the one thing about this microphone, it'll handle 134 dB, right? So once again, if you got that, you want to record loud guitar, you've got a bass player that wants to record live and record his amp live as you should, mm-hmm. stick this microphone in front of it. It'll handle whatever you're going to stick into it.
Yeah. No, it's and then also, too, if you're not familiar with ribbon mics, they have a flatter pattern. A lot of people like a lot of mics, especially cardioids, have a little peak like in the mid-range, which are great for live. That's why you see them used live performance because it cuts a little more. But for recording, studio recording, ribbons were desirable in the day because they're a very flat response, so you're getting a more accurate.
Very wide pattern, but you'll hear the mid-range you've been missing.
Right.
And speaking of that, if I can, just for a second, guys, we've recently reissued our Resolve studio monitors. You can find them at most Sam Ash stores and online and some of our bigger retailers. We recently came out with a model called Resolve SE for special edition. And boy, oh boy, and we compared it with some of our competitors out there, did a little side-by-side sound listening. And it's funny, over the last 5 years of studio monitors, we've been tricked into missing the mid-range. A lot of the studio monitors out now are designed for the hobbyist. They're designed for the guy that might be listening to music, not necessarily mixing. So these Resolve SEs, compared to some other manufacturers out there, the missing mid-range. So it's one of those things to listen to them in a mixing environment is became much more transparent, much more less scooped in the middle as we kind of know your home stereo to be or your car stereo to be. This had that kind of missing mid-range where instruments had a tendency to jump right out of the speaker. So if you're in a next to a Sam Ash store or one of the other bigger retailers out there, give a listen to Resolve SE. Your guitar tracks probably will never sound better.
What's the speaker setup on the Resolve, and what's the price of them?
Resolves are now sold as a single. So once again, we'll play that game that a lot of people are doing where you can buy, you know, if you're mixing in 5.1 and you need five speakers, we can sell you five speakers. Starting at about $299, so affordable. There's a 5, 6, and an 8. All have a compression driver tweeter, right? So no ribbon as we did with a couple of the legacy products in the past of having ribbon tweeters and stuff like that. And that's another product that's out now that certainly it's time to take a look at Samson again, everybody. You'll be very impressed with what you hear.
So that's $299 per speaker.
Per speaker,
starting.
Yeah. Starting.
That's probably the 5-inch, right?
Yeah, and while you consider, you know, what KRK and some of the other bigger manufacturers are, is ours kind of in that price point? Yeah, certainly they're right about that same level. A little more affordable on some basics. But one of the things, it's like if you got a chance to listen to it, you're like, I should be paying more for these because I'm hearing more. I'm hearing stuff that has been missing before. And it's one of those things like you'll never know what's missing until you listen to it. And
right.
Then you listen to it and you're like, okay.
Those are two-way, right?
Those are a two-way, two-way. Speaker.
Two-way. Because I remember we in the studio years ago, the standard little speaker was the NS10s.
And it still is. It's hard. It's one of those ubiquitous things that it's hard to go into a studio and not see it.
Right, but they scooped. Because I have a three-way system. They're older ones of B&Ws at home. And when I would listen to tracks on that, it's like, where did this come from? You know, the mid-range, again, the mid-range.
It's like your ears get kind of trained to listen as a listener and not necessarily as a mixer. Mm-hmm. So remember, when you're in front of your studio speakers, you're supposed to be hearing some things that you can fix. You shouldn't have to add more mid-range to your mix. Your mid-range should be there naturally.
Right.
And maybe it's your speakers that aren't reproducing it well enough.
Yeah. And now that's at the Sam Ash. Where else?
Well, of course, you can get all of our products at Sam Ash locations. We've got some SKUs in guitar centers. We're available online as well. But once again, it's like it's time to relook at this. A lot of people thought it was just the Sam Ash house brand or disparaged it in that sort of effect. But I think it's actually becoming something different, something bigger, something broader. Can I sing you a song about my feelings? No, I'm just kidding. I would never do that to you people, okay? I care enough.
For a minute, I thought you were going to sing feelings. And the number again, 1-323-203-0815. Give us a call. If you have a question, you set of headphones from Samsung are yours.
Now, one of the products that Zoom has that I've used for, I don't know, two years now, I think, is what I've been using it for, is the Zoom H4N. The thing I like about that unit over all of the little handy recorders is that you can actually control the two XLR input levels versus the onboard mics.
Mm-hmm.
But that's been out for a few years. Is there anything new coming out?
Well, I can talk about this because they showed it in public and there's pictures of it and it's on a website somewhere, so I'm not letting the cat out of the bag. Next year you'll see Zoom H6. So you'll see your H4 with two additional inputs. Slightly slimmer design, but designed to handle four XLRs plus your XY, plus your built-in XY pattern. The first thing that we heard about when that product came out was like, well, I really love these mics. I really love this mic. I really would love to be able to plug that in. So by adding more inputs, it just made perfect sense that the next generation of product would have that. But as we talk about digital handheld recorders, guitar players, this is kind of looking at you specifically. This is a necessary accessory. This is something that should be in your gig bag. It should go in your cables. It should be at every gig, at every rehearsal. The one way that you get better as a musician is to listen to yourself. And to listen to yourself with some degree of having to critique yourself, of being tough on yourself. So one thing is we make a product called the H1, right? It's kind of our entry-level handheld digital recorder. It's $99. It comes with editing software. It gives you stereo output to mix down with. Put that distortion pedal down, unless it's a Zoom. And buy yourself a handheld digital recorder. Hopefully it would be a Zoom, but buy somebody's digital recorder. Record yourself. Record your rehearsals. Record your performances. You'll find out where you guys are good and where you suck, okay? But then you realize that, hey, this needs improvement. So what I like is I record every rehearsal. Me and my wife record just about every performance that my band has. She'll record it on video, and then I put the H2 in the middle of the room, which is fun because I get front stereo pair, and I get a rear stereo pair for mixdown. You want to hear what's fun is record your band in a live environment with rear channel operating. You hear the applause. You hear glasses clinking in the back. You're somebody throwing up in the corner. It's all of that kind of stuff that either you want to hear or you don't want to hear. But it still makes a great device. So guitar players, do the investment. Consider it a necessary accessory. We start at $99. It's a minor investment. Record every performance. Record every rehearsal. Listen to yourself. What do you think the pros are doing after a big show? Do you think they're backstage carrying on? No, chances are they're in the bus listening to that night's performance and figuring out how to make it better. And you can too.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to throw a quickie here, and I'm going to ask Scott a question because he's been using the Zoom recorder for a long time. What do you like? You use it all the time for when you do all our videos and the videos that you post up on your YouTube, Selenium. Tell us a little bit how you use it and why you like this model, because I know personally you were very specific about this one because of the features.
Well, yeah, I mean, for my use, the reason why I use that over any of the other brands is because you can control the two XLR inputs separately. Because in my case, you know, I'm miking an amplifier, and it's loud, really loud, And then I'm talking, and I'm a soft-spoken, kind of weak little guy, right? So not exactly the same levels. And that doesn't work with the other ones. So I can't have my voice as a lavalier or a microphone and have the the amp mic'd. And then at the same time, I always use the top, you know, two microphones just to give a room sound.
Mm-hmm.
So I set the thing back, you know, 10 feet away and just get a little bit of room sound so I can mix it in. And it gives me a little stereo, too. But that's what I use it for. That's what I love it for. I've used the multi-track feature a few times for my videos because I've done a picture-in-picture, so that's what I've used that for. But
we actually do really well in the video market with that. And the accessory pack comes with the DSLR hot shoe, so it links right up with most higher-end or medium-end SLR-type cameras. So we do really well with the H2 in that world. But like we just mentioned, it's a multi-track. So once again, you can have a handheld four-track recorder for $260. You know, that's a great value. Also look at the Zoom R8 and R24 if you're into multi-track recording. For $299, you can get the R8 that gives you two phantom powers in, drum machine. It's a standalone recorder that records on SD card for $299. It's also an interface. It's a four-headed monster. Okay, yeah. So think about Zoom when it comes to recording, R8 and R24, as well as your handhelds.
Yeah, there's not too many. The other digital recorders that I've seen, I think there's one or two that actually has that separate control of using the XLRs. There's not very many.
they don't.
It's strange, and the one thing is if you look at ours, is you can easily spot ours. Ours have a true XY mic pattern on the top. Is those front microphones are crisscrossed,
yeah.
And it looks a little funny. But what it does is it takes care of phasing issues. It takes care of those lost frequencies. A lot of the other manufacturers, they can't do that. That's actually a patented thing for Zoom.
Yeah, and the one thing I do have to say, using those two microphones on the top is, I mean, you can see it in some of my videos. I've actually, you know, I haven't had the ability to mic a cabinet. So I just use the little tripod attachment and stick it right up against an amp and record it, and it sounds killer for what it is.
And that element will handle 120 dB, so it'll handle almost the loudest of concert situations.
Yeah, that's a good little mic.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, you can't beat it. I mean, I was looking for it for a long time to have that feature, and they're the only ones that have it. So unless you go and buy the big, you know, $800 to $1,000, you know, portable units that they're using.
We're working stiffs. You know, we got jobs, we got bills to pay, we got guitars to buy. We need to record, but we need to record affordably. So once again, Zoom H1 starts at about $99. Record your performances, record your rehearsals. That's how you get better.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. What can you tell us, you know, kind of what the future is holding for Samson? I mean, I know we've talked about some of the new microphones coming out. Is there any other microphones?
Yeah, it's interesting. Samson is one of those brands that, while we are in a musical instrument brand or an MI brand, we have some products that have actually crossed over into the consumer world. Certainly the Zoom handheld recorders do. But we make a line of $79 wireless systems that you might find in a Best Buy. If you're singing home karaoke, you know, we've got you covered. We've got a Samson branded product that can get you our quality on that home thing, but once again, affordably priced. So what we see is Samson is kind of maybe broadening out, not from being solely MI, but being for the singer, for the musician, for the hobbyist, not necessarily solely for the professional. And that's probably what you'll see coming up in the new year. But new wireless, analog, digital wireless, then rework the Pro Audio Gear, so the new Oro powered PA speakers are just fantastic. They look great. Those will be coming in September. I've got more I could talk about, but I'd have to take you out. You're much bigger than I am. I can't do that.
Well, we actually have a question from our chat room asking whether I would want to have a unit with four inputs. And I have to say yes. I mean, because, you know, as you do, you know, YouTube videos or whatever, you know, you're putting yourself out there. You get all kinds of people giving their opinions. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I have heard multiple times is people are like, oh, you know, you can mic the cabinet right up against the speaker. But then a lot of times they want you to have a microphone, a good microphone, you know, studio microphone that's like 2 feet away, mm-hmm. also to get the cabinet sound also. And, you know, you can't do that with the two inputs if you want to talk. So the four inputs would be very cool. And plus, it would be nice if you're actually doing an interview between two people and have someone demoing a speaker cabinet. So.
More is always better as long as I can use it.
That's right. It's America.
If it's just there and it's taking up space, I don't necessarily need it. But if it's something that I can get function out of, especially one of these things on the new H4 when it comes out, is being able to control that. Once again, as I've got four inputs, but I can control each one. It's not I'm just sticking four microphones blindly into this thing.
And with the four inputs, one of the classic rock lead recording techniques, if you want to play at home with it, is basically you have one mic like a 57 or any type of cardioid up close.
Or a Samson microphone.
Or a Samson, the Samson cardioid. And then you could put a condenser about 3 to 6 feet away. And if your room's big enough, you put maybe the ribbon or another condenser 12 feet away. And that's how they used to get that monster guitar sound.
So you can actually do that with the H4 now. It has two XLR inputs plus its own XY input. So there you've got four microphones right on the H2 right now. So home hobbyists, do what Scott says. Take that thing in the bedroom, stick a microphone in the hallway, and turn it up loud. Who cares what the neighbors think? Record it. Share it with the world.
Is that it right there?
Oh, that is it.
Look at that. I guess
it's
already for sale.
So the first pictures are out on the web, on the internet, on the interwebs.
It's already there.
They don't tell me anything. They just tell me where to go.
Well, we're coming up to the end of the show. What I want to do, is there anything else that you want to mention besides www.samsontech.com? Any other things?
There's nothing I wanted to mention. I just kind of wanted to give a thank you to the two of you guys for having me in here. When you mentioned the guests that you've had in the past and the guests that you have coming in the future, and to allow humble old me just to sit in this chair, I'm very, very proud to be here, you guys. But to the listeners and the audience out there, is once again, we all know Zoom is kind of being the brand for digital recorders and guitar effects, but re-examine Samson. Look at the new controllers. Look at the new wireless systems that are coming down the pipe. It's affordable. It's priced for you. It's priced for the working musician. Just proud to be on board at this time in our company's history. But check out SamsonTech.com. Look at the new products. And if you have any questions, I'm always floating around Southern California. I'm in and out of every music store from Seattle to San Diego. So I'm sure you'll run into me. And if you heard the show, please stop me and say hello.
Is there an email address if anybody has any questions?
Yeah, if anybody wants to reach out and say hello or ask questions, I'm at awinston@samsontech.com. I always answer my emails right away. Phone's usually on me all the time as well. So please don't hesitate and reach out. We'd love to talk to you.
Well, thank you so much, Andy, for being on. And you mentioned some of the guests coming up. Might as well plug that coming up. So next week we have Frank Marino from Mahogany Rush.
Whoa. Frank Marino's going to be in this chair?
No. He's going to be on the phone.
He's in Canada.
Man, that Mahogany Rush live album, I'm telling you guys.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've heard his solo albums, but they're killer, too.
It's huge.
So some of the other guests we have coming up, we have Kanalea Ukuleles, or Kanalea Ukulele, if you really want to say it properly. Yep. We three, Steve Hunter, from a great Gretsch endorser. Jason Sine is going to come and talk all kinds of vintage guitars. We have 65 amps. And we have John Five, the guy that you know as a guitar player for, Marilyn Manson and Rob Zombie, is a chicken-picking Telecaster guy. And he's good, and we're going to make him play. So.
Good, man. Yeah, John's one of the best guys in the business.
That's it. Thank you so much, Andy, for being here.
Thanks, guys.
Everybody, have a good week, and we'll see you next week.